Hey, this is Tracy Austin with Mental Fitness Matters. This show is designed to provide people with tips, strategies, and solutions to improve your mental fitness. This is Mental Fitness Matters. Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. You are listening to Mental Fitness Matters. I am your host, Tracy Austin, and this is WSIC Radio. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys out there are having a great week. Today is going to be an amazing, thankful Thursday. I got an all-star lineup in the building with me this morning. I have Melissa Nieder and Patrick Reynolds. They are the host of Why Should I Care that comes on WSIC every Thursday morning live at 8 a.m. And we just got done with a 30-minute show for Thankful Thursday. So we're going to continue our conversation. But if you are just tuning in for the very first time, welcome. And to my frequent listeners and followers, I just want you guys to know I appreciate you so much. My Mental Fitness Matters community is growing, and I'm so thankful for that as we're talking about gratitude and Thanksgiving on this Thursday. Feel free to go back if you've missed any shows in the past. You can always visit TracyAustin.com, and you can download and subscribe to the Mental Fitness Matters podcast on whatever your podcast listening platform is. So that you can catch up and never miss the show. All right, guys, I want to get right into today's show. As we're talking about gratitude and thankful thoughts, we are going to actually use this show. It's Thursday right now. It's a live show, but we're going to play this show again on Thanksgiving Day because it's so important to think about everything that we're going through right now as a nation and as a country. It can be very easy to fall into a place of why. Right? Mm-hmm. Of why, and questioning all the things that have happened, what's to come, being fearful, anxious, and stressed. But we want to shine some light on ways that you can actually begin to take some of the situations that we're faced with and use that for your advantage. So my guest for today, I want to just switch it over to you guys. I would love to hear. I'm always very mindful what people think of terms and words, because we use these words and we have a definitions for words, but for certain terms, it means something different for each person. So mm-hmm. I'm curious, Melissa, I want to start with you.
Okay.
When we think about being thankful and when we think about gratitude, what does that mean for you?
That's powerful. That word in itself speaks volumes. Well, I'll put it like this. I was doing a thank you post, if you on Facebook, social media.
Yeah.
And recently I had folks saying congratulations because of the elections becoming a county commissioner for Iredell. And
that's
in the near
future.
Which is huge. So that has been a fantastic endeavor. Talk about grateful. Yeah. Grateful for the voters. But on that Facebook, I was replying thank you to each and every person because each person really counts on that. So I wanted individual thank you. So I was hitting thank you, and I'd go down through the line, I'd say thanks. Next thing I know, Facebook tells me you can't do anymore, you've hit your maximum.
Wow.
And it says you might be a robot, all these lovely things. And I stopped and I thought for a minute there, you can't stop me from saying thank you. How can I get around this, if you will? Because I was on Facebook probation. I was no longer allowed to type the word thank you.
Wow.
I'm like, oh no. So I took a picture of me holding a sign that said thank you. And I put that out there because thank you is powerful.
How powerful is that? And how
just
powerful of your perspective?
Determination.
Yeah.
So that was to answer you with what am I grateful for?
Yeah.
My determination. For opportunities. Most of all, yes, family. Oh my gosh, family, friends, faith. So important. The ability to laugh, the ability to love, the ability to have life after death.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things, of course, we're grateful for, but on a daily basis, let's look at opportunity.
Yeah.
I am thankful for opportunity. Thank you, oh my gosh, nature, the ability to ground myself,
yes.
The ability to have friends like you, Tracy and Patrick, Jorge. It's the teamwork.
Yeah.
So
what do you do when you kind of come up, because congratulations on such a big
deal.
That's huge. What do you do in situations when you're faced with that adversity, when you could easily say, oh, there's a lot that I can be thankful for, but right now it's just not a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you
mm-hmm.
overcome that? I love how you just said, instead of when they put you in Facebook probation, instead of you taking that, no, I can't say thank you anymore.
It's not a stop sign. Let's just redirect.
Yeah.
Redirect. Find a way. It's like, okay, if that pathway is blocked, let's find another one. When you're truly led to go in a direction, you will find your way. You've got to.
It's huge.
You've got to. So, yes, of course, I ran into situations where, not an easy path.
Yeah.
But you keep climbing. You keep going. You find another route. You change your shoes. If you need to put on a different pair of boots, put on a different pair of boots.
There you go.
So, yeah, you can't. If you truly feel you're on your right path, you know it. And you just keep going. Find the different way.
Thank you for sharing that. That's huge. Thank you. Patrick, what do you have, buddy?
I'm going to go deep on you.
Go deep. Let's go deep. What you got?
I'm going to touch on something that we talked about in the last 30 minutes.
Yes.
Didn't come around to me on that, but we had a lot to get in there. But we'll go with this. Gratitude is something I've learned, I think, in 2020, or maybe 2018, 19, last little bit here, is that we attract what we give off in the universe. And it came through this, much like I mentioned the last half hour, the lesson came after. you learn it in reverse. And there was, you know, I interacted with people and met people, and sometimes we wondered, why in the world did our paths cross? Mm-hmm. And you talk and you get to know a little bit more,
yeah.
And you realize you're both giving off the same energy, so you're kind of like two little magnets, and you know, you click because you just found each other. And it happened with different people in my life. Is the gratitude is where the gratitude aspect comes into it, is that I wasn't grateful. I wasn't giving off the positive energy, the, you know, the good, the loving. I will, you know, just was in a spot in my life where, as I said, hey, I need to raise my hand. I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So did other people. They needed help too. So you had damaged and troubled individuals finding each other, and you weren't helping each other.
How did you know that? I love what you're going, where you're going with this. How did you know in the moments of the power of your energy in terms of what you were attracting around you?
I'll give credit to a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hillary Porta, just got a plug right here, right now.
It's huge.
It's like, yeah, I worked with her, and what she taught me this, and I had read actually a couple books on this about perspective, and you talked about a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
I keep one.
It's huge.
And not every single in a perfect world, it would be every single morning, but I'm not perfect. But in the mornings that I do it, what's one of the first things I do to begin my day is I keep actually a gratitude journal. And I don't go with the standard, I am thankful for my home, I have a roof over my head, I have water, all that, running water, hot water, food. But I don't want to turn a gratitude journal into just something routine where I write the word water down every single day.
Right.
That's not the point of this. Yes, I'm grateful for that, but let's move on from that to where it's non-monetary. What in my life am I grateful for? 2020 has been rough for so many of us, but there are silver linings and a lot of positives and opportunity that came out of this if you look for them. There's silver linings in this year, and that's causes me to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's like one of my morning routines. Breathe and do my gratitude journal. And the breathing, a couple years ago, I had to roll my eyes at you with this hippy-dippy nonsense of what? Breathing?
It's real, isn't it,
a journal?
So real. It is so real.
As I said before, I'm a guy, all right? I don't do this stuff. Well, guess what? Here I am.
Thinking about you breathing,
November 12th, I'm breathing, and I keep a gratitude journal. And now I'm attracting what I give off. So at least I begin my day, and it's important that you begin your day with a clear head, clear mind through breathing. I'm grateful because I consciously wrote down, and it doesn't, you don't have to write a book here, just a few seconds, a few lines, a few items, what you're grateful for. Now I begin my day with this, here you go, Tracy, positive mental attitude, because mental fitness matters.
Yeah.
And your brain is no different than your biceps in the gym.
That's
you
it.
Work them, you yep. exercise yep. them, you can let them get flabby and weak, or you can make them get big and strong. And your brain, your attitude, your emotions, be like this. And it doesn't happen overnight. You say, I'm out of shape, I'm going to get in shape. Well, that doesn't happen in a week. Nothing different with your brain either.
That's it.
My brain needed help. It's not going to get fit, or my mental fitness won't change in a week or just a few days. It's taking, and it's an ongoing process as they speak now.
Yeah.
But that's, so this is probably more than you expected.
No,
for your
not
question.
At all. This is so
gratitude.
Great. And for the people that are listening, thank you for going into detail with that. Because I think everything that you're talking about right now, there's layers to everything that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things that I'm listening to as you're going through a state of mindfulness and awareness and appreciation, even as you talked about where you started in terms of where you're going.
Yeah.
And what you've learned, which is so powerful.
I have goals. I haven't hit them all yet. But if I look at that way, here's a great perspective example.
Yeah.
If I look at my list of goals, and here we are coming up at the end of the year, I'm thinking, I didn't get to all these. I'm a failure.
Right.
No, I'm not. Look at perspective. Where did I begin January 1st?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've come a long way in my mental fitness aspect of my life. A lot of changing.
Exactly.
That overlaps with one of the things I'll add on here, too. It's like I keep a list of things. You know, you always have your to-do list.
Yes.
I keep an accomplished list, too.
Love
so
that.
So things that I've gotten this done. So it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get everything done again. What you're saying there, Patrick.
Look at what you've done.
Right. Yes. Look at what I did get done today. So don't just check it off, but keep an accomplishment list for that day.
Celebrate
the
wins.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Celebrate your wins.
Look what I got done.
Celebrate your wins.
Yes.
What are you focusing on? What are you paying attention to? And as you guys are saying that, let's kind of keep this same conversation going. I'm curious in terms of when you think about the world that we're living right now in terms of social media, there's a lot of things on when you post on Facebook, it's so easy to get negative feedback. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you question whether or not I should post this or say this.
Oh, yeah.
How do you kind of create... What positive aspects of your own self or personality are you proud of and most grateful for? Because a lot of times we're always trying to improve ourselves or make ourselves better. But what kinds of things can you say in your own lives? Would you say, I appreciate this part of my personality? Even if somebody might say, you need to get rid of that or don't do this. What do you say for yourself from a personal perspective? I'm grateful for this part of who I am.
Wow.
Ladies first, or you want me to go?
No, either one. Well, you just had, you were really cool just a minute ago, so I'm going to take your light away from because
you got that recorded. You got that recorded, or hey, she said I was really cool. Write that down, everybody. Write that down. November 12th, 9:45.
Really cool.
Eastern time. She said
so
I was really cool.
Give you time to embrace that for a moment there. The ability to...
I'm out.
Let the light shine on Patrick for a moment.
I'm grateful. It's gratitude.
Yes.
Melissa thought I was
right
cool.
There. Yes.
I did say for a moment. Okay. Just a moment, Patrick. You're taking us away. But the ability to find humor. Okay. There's several things about myself that... growing up, like I was really comfortable in all this. No. It takes years. And age is... Yeah, I plan to live to be about 100, so I still call myself middle age. But you kind of grow into your who you are.
Yeah.
So if you're not comfortable with where you're at now, don't give up on that you.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've had to learn with
I want to pause real quick and say something.
Sure.
Because your personality is so bright and so dynamic. I mean, Melissa Nieder, audience, is just an all-star of light. You really are. And one of the things that I love about your personality is your ability to just be who you are wherever you go. You dress in costumes. You go to schools. I mean, you're just such a positive light. It could be easy for somebody like myself. I'm like, I don't think I would dress in that way. All right? I wouldn't do that. You do that, and you bring so much
and
joy.
And I drive like that. Yeah, and I'm comfortable.
And it's amazing.
And it comes... You find yourself through life, and you know who you are. And you work on, yes, I'm aware of my shortcomings, and I try to improve those. One of the things that I really have to remind myself is definitely think before you speak, because once those words are either out there in print, typed, spoken, even whispered to someone else, they can resurface. Do you want those words tied to who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Not just for everybody else, but for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to do something, and when I do it, and I like to do a lot, I put it out there, I want to have a positive impact on someone else. There are times when I've got to embrace the tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stop and think for a second. Listen. Oh, my gosh, listen. Truly hear what is on someone's mind.
Yeah.
So that I've become acutely aware of as I have. Motherhood teaches a whole lot on things, too. But you really need to listen, think before you speak, and really just focus on admitting what is wrong with yourself. Don't ignore it. And try to find those pieces. I'm really bad about getting hung up on negative thoughts at times. It's like, oh, my gosh, I could have 100 people tell me, oh, my gosh, awesome job. And it's one person, they have to throw that dart. And I'm like, why did that dart stick and the others bounce off when they say things? How do I get rid of that? So brain training. And again, I go back to a lot of your suggestions. You have shown me a lot of pathways. The breathing thing, which we laugh about, I had to stop and breathe for a minute.
It's a valuable tool.
It is, because do I want to have a reaction to negative? Because people can be brutal with what they say.
Absolutely.
And being with McDonald's for years has taught me with Mike, and I've been doing this. Mike's been with McDonald's 45 years, me almost 30. And it surprises you how brutal people can be over the simple things and how mean and nasty. So you've got to take a minute. Do you want to act back like that? You kind of have to stop yourself.
Right.
So
kind of being in control in your own driver's seat there.
It is.
Thank you for sharing
that. Yeah, just be aware of your own your own self.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But appreciate yourself.
Appreciation of self and knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. Patrick, what about you?
Mr. Cool?
Keep what's going. An aspect of your personality and of who you are that you are thankful for?
You mentioned social media shortly ago, and one of the best things I have done is reduce my time on social media.
Hmm.
I think it was last year, it just clicked into my head that I was staring at my phone or my laptop way, way, way too much and missing the entire world around me. I was very active on social media. I'm still active. I'm not zero, but it is very, I just reduced my time, and it has greatly improved my quality of life. And I ask myself, how did I come to that? And I ask myself, why am I on social media? You talked about, you know what you type, or, you know, Tracy, you were thinking, should I put this out there? Mm-hmm. You know, should I write this or not? And I ask myself, why am I on social media? I don't have to be on there at all. None of us do.
Right.
It's not a requirement for life. You don't have to do that. We choose to be on there. And I thought years ago, whenever I accidentally signed up for Facebook, I didn't know what I was doing. I did. I didn't know what I was doing. It was a long story, but I was like, yeah, I'll start an account. What's the big deal? And suddenly my mailbox is full of all these friend requests. I was like, what is going on here? What is this thing here? And, you know, 11 years later, 12 years later, you know, social media is just a monster and part of life. Mm-hmm. But I asked myself, why am I on this? Well, the reason I was on there was because of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's for fun. It's not a platform. It's not my, you know, my political or my agenda for, you know, the community. That's not why I'm there. I'm there for just have a good time. Or if I have something to promote, throw it out there. Right. That's why I'm there. And I took that into account. And a lot of people use it as a major, major form of communication with their beliefs and their thoughts and politics, things like that. That's not me. That's not why I am there. So I reduced my time to reflect why I was on social media. And I can say in the last year and a half, quality of my life has gone up with what I just talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, breathing, gratitude. There's some other stuff. Like, we could fill the rest of the WSIC radio broadcast day with this
for
stuff.
For the year?
Yes, we can. I could talk about this stuff, about lessons and learning and self-improvement. But one of the big tools, I just reduced my time on social media. I'm still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I closed all the accounts. They're there. But yeah, greatly reduced my time on
it. But tapping into how it made you feel and what was the benefit for you, and assessing again, kind of going back to knowing who you are and what you need.
I'd rather go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, or go, like, let's go have coffee, let's go for a walk, let's go outside, anything. You know,
and I think,
like,
that's an important message that you both are kind of sharing in that, is whereas we're thinking about things to be thoughtful of or appreciative of or grateful for, begin to assess, you know, how am I feeling about certain things, right? How are they having an impact on my life? Mm-hmm. And what ways can I have myself feel better?
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to feel good and find something to appreciate, you have to begin to do some mindfulness and awareness of how is this influencing my life right now.
And you can look up too how many minutes you spend a day on your Facebook. You know, go
I've
check it
that.
Out.
Yeah. I don't, but I've heard that.
I accidentally found how. Don't ask me how. You know, ask Jorge. He's younger than I am. To go back through your settings or whatever, it'll give you the average number of minutes per day per usage kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. See how many minutes you spend per day. Is it productive? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, just evaluate.
Yeah.
Think about it. Too,
and don't be afraid to switch it up. And if
you're
feeling like you're having a hard time or struggling trying to find something that you can appreciate, especially right now, and I'm curious for you guys too, over the last 7 months or since March or beginning of the year, what would you say, even in the midst of crisis and pandemic, what would you say you're most grateful for during this time?
That's an easy one for me to say right off, because it rearranged my schedule to where things slowed down. To where we were still able to work, but what it gave me was time with my kids that I had. It gave an opportunity for us to do, like, for real projects, the ripping up of carpet, laying, flooring, painting, things that I would have not had the time for otherwise, because we were in a moment or months of ceasing of events, and we've talked about that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to find a positive out of that, I learned things that I could do with my hands that I'd never tried before, and I did it with my kids.
Wow.
So that was really awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, I can look at that flooring in my daughter's bedroom now, and she and I can both say, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Learn to cut those angles.
Like a boss.
Yes.
Rip that carpet. But I did also learn that I think I might like demolition work better than I like putting it all back together.
Hammers are cool.
Hammers are cool. Give me the tractor.
Stuff.
That's right. Rip that out
good.
Of there.
That's so
but
good.
But, yeah, just the time. Because, again, speaking of time, we don't get it back.
Right.
Like, at the end of today, Thursday, November 12th, when it's done, it's done.
It's done.
So, yeah, just be aware of that. It's like we oftentimes think, okay, I got time for that later. I can redo this. There are no redos in life, or very few chances, if you will, on opportunities. But, man, the opportunities.
Living, you learn, right?
Yeah, you do. So look at your day and decide, what am I going to do with this? What
love
am I
going
to do with this
love
one?
That. So. Mr. Cool, what you got?
Unpopular opinion right here. 2020 was a blessing for me.
Yes.
As I say, what? What's he saying? You know, people turn up their volume. What's wrong with this guy? As I, it goes, ties into what I was saying before of giving off gratitude. You attract in the universe what you give off. Mm-hmm. What I was doing in the previous few years is I was extremely busy. And the busyness allowed me to avoid important things in my life because I was too busy. I'm on stage somewhere. I got a microphone. I got an event. I got to go here. I got to go there. I got to go this. And now with pandemic and all this time, it's like all that stuff got canceled.
No more hiding from Patrick.
No more hiding. It's like, so yeah, I was face to face literally with myself. That's one of the books I read this year was Mirror Work.
That's good.
Yeah. And you do a lot of exercises where you actually, again, the 2 years ago, eye rolling, dude, hippy dippy stuff. What are you kidding me? Voodoo stuff. No, you talk to yourself in the mirror.
So
you have to look at yourself.
Look at yourself.
Look at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and face what you've been avoiding. Have the conversations. Mm-hmm. I'm not done with them yet, but you do that. You tackle the things because growth and strength is developed outside of your comfort zone.
That's right.
Oh, I had that on my list,
yeah.
too. Outside
the comfort zone.
That is it.
And I'm why do I MC and host so much stuff? Because I'm comfortable there. Why do I get those opportunities? Because so few people are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the highest fears in the world is public speaking, and I love it, and I do it. However, that also allowed me to hide from, you know, I wasn't on stage. I am in my comfort zone.
Right.
Ergo, I get a lot of gigs. However, take me off a stage, and now I don't have the opportunity to hide from the things
mirror.
That I wasn't.
Yes,
I'm my comfort zone.
That's huge. And guys, I think this is a great activity for families to do. So if you're trying to think about what can I do as we get to the holiday season, and maybe things aren't going to be lined up the way they are normally around Thanksgiving or the time that's coming up, begin to just go through a reflection period. Just have a gratitude buddy or a thankful buddy, somebody that you can talk to about over the last couple months, what can we find that we can be excited about or thankful for? Because it's so easy to find the things that have not gone so well. So really being intentional about our practice in terms of thankfulness. Mm. There's also a really cool resource online, as we've talked a lot of the last two shows about gratitude journal and just kind of writing things down. And there's research that shows how gratitude literally not only changes your brain, but changes your life. There's a organization called thanks4.org, and it's THNX4.org. And it's the Greater Good Science Center's online journal. And it's where people can go on there and sign up for free, where they can, you can just share moments of appreciation and gratitude with communities all over the world. So you can do a daily 10-week challenge or 21-day challenge, just writing down things that you're appreciative of and that you're thankful for.
Give me that website again.
It's thanks4.org. It's THNX4.org.
That's awesome.
That's a great place where if you just want to start a practice of journaling and you're not sure where to go or where to begin, that's a great resource for people to just read other people's stories.
Mm.
Because I think being able to listen to what you guys have shared this morning, but also seeing somebody else's appreciation list, it's very helpful.
It is.
You're not alone.
It is. So, and just briefly, I will say that I have purchased these really cool notebooks over time that are collecting dust.
Yeah.
Okay? They're really cool. They've got these really cool quotes on the front of it that, you know, you want to be that person who writes down your thoughts and stuff. I am not finding that I'm having the time or the dedication with that one.
Yes.
But what I am finding is I'm able to put adjectives in there. Date it with some adjectives.
I love that.
And so that way I can look back at that day. And again, I keep what I've accomplished on that, the day I've accomplished. Because I really wanted to keep a whole list of what I have been going through project-wise and endeavors. Yeah, right. So I'm not going to be able to write that book when I'm old. I have a book of adjectives, but it helps.
I love that, Melissa. And I think that's a great point, too. For people who I'm the same way. I don't get in my book and write it.
No,
I'm more verbal, so I pick up my phone and download that little that voice memo on your and just talk to your phone. You can do audio gratitude
to appreciate
audio journals. You can do it via audio.
There's no wrong way to journal.
There's no wrong way to journal and show appreciation. Guys, you have been amazing. I am thankful that we have crossed paths and that we're in each other's lives.
This has been so much fun.
It has
been
so much
I guess it was
a lie to you.
Guys, remember, it's not happy people who are thankful. It's thankful people who are happy.
Ooh.
All right? I want my Mental Fitness Matters community to go out and shine bright like the stars that you are. Continue to do good work. Light up the universe. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Have a great week.
Shine it on, Tracy.
Shine
it. Awesome.
Thank you for joining us today on Mental Fitness Matters. Tune in every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. for more tips, tools, strategies, and solutions that will help you reach your peak mental fitness. My name is Tracy Austin, and you've been listening to Mental Fitness Matters.